American universities have a problem graduating women with computer science degrees. Only 14% of undergraduate computer science majors are women. That's barely better than 1 in 7. So why are women not interested in computer science? Is that they don't care, or are the universities getting something wrong? Well, the answer might be right here at the University of Washington. Last week, the school's Department of Computer Science and Engineering accepted an award from the National Center for Women and Information Technology because the number of enrollees in their department is double the national average. Crystal Eney is the Director of Student Services in the UW's Department of Computer Science and Engineering. She says her department takes a three-pronged approach when it comes to recruiting female students into their computer science program.
So we focus a lot on outreach to the K-12 population. We make sure that our courses are accessible to students once they get to the University of Washington. And then we make sure that once they're in the major, we really build a strong sense of community. And so those are the three things that we really focus on and were the three things that they pointed out for the award that we won recently.
Now, the 32% of your program that are women is pretty good, double what most universities have. But there are, I think, 51% women in the entire population.
Absolutely.
Do you want to get to that?
Absolutely. As a department, we are 100% committed to getting to that 50%. So while we're honored and humbled by this award, and it's something we're very excited about, we do want to make a real point that we're not going to rest until it's at least 50%.
Now, some major tech businesses have said they really like to hire more qualified female candidates if they want to, and you're graduating them. Is it that hard to make the match?
No, definitely not. I mean, no one coming out of our program is going to be struggling to find a job. I mean, the companies, just as an example, for our career fair in the fall, we had over 100 companies. Well, we're only graduating about 233 students from both our computer science and computer engineering programs. You do the math, that's a little over, you know, two people per company. So that's not enough to fill the bill. So the companies want both men and women, but certainly, you know, all of our students are doing well.
They want to make this an annual award. What's your advice to other universities to try to get more women into computer science?
Well, I have to say, there's a lot of universities doing some really amazing work out there in this area. So we're not proclaiming that we have all the magic answers for everything. But I'd say that for the people who really do want to focus on this, first of all, especially for a school like ours where we draw a lot of students locally, you can really reach out to the K-12 community and especially teachers. I mean, the teachers, especially in middle school and high school. So we do a couple of different things at the University of Washington. We host an inspirational teachers banquet. So we have students tell us when they're first admitted to the department, who was your most inspirational teacher? And then we ask those teachers and their spouses to come to dinner and have dinner with their students. And we honor them and say, thank you for all the work that you've done. We really appreciate it. And, oh, by the way, let us tell you a little bit about computer science and what we do here. So it's both appreciating them, but also helping to get the word out about what is this whole computer science about. Because a lot of the problem that we think is out there, especially for women, is they're just not being encouraged. People don't know that it's such an exciting, vibrant, creative, lucrative field. And so getting this message out to these teachers who can then go out and communicate this information to their students, we're able to touch a lot more people that way.
What's your advice for 13 or 14-year-old girls who maybe are considering a career in this area? What should they do?
No matter what we've done, it still seems to be the case that, you know, it's being a computer scientist isn't the cool, hip thing that everyone really, you know, strives to necessarily be. But what I really want to communicate to young women out there is that if you like math, if you like science, if you like solving puzzles, if you like being creative, if you like changing the world, then you should really think about computer science. And those are the things that I think the kids don't think about. But, you know, we have young women and men in our program who are working on research on technology for the developing world. So I've sent some of my students to Africa, to India, to work on technologies that really help improve the lives of the people in those communities. And so people don't think about that always, you know, that computer science is really making a big difference. And sure, there's social media and everything else, you know, your cell phone. I mean, all of these things in our world, there's technology everywhere. And we shouldn't have just some small, narrow percent of the population designing technology for all of us.
Crystal Eney, Director of Student Services at the UW's Department of Computer Science and Engineering, where they have twice the percentage of women in that program as the national average. By the way, I asked Crystal about starting salaries for these computer science graduates. She said, well, they'll start with $90,000 a year.